Every town has a dark side. This is Andrew Fitzgerald from the Every Town podcast, where every single week we dive into insane and mysterious true crime stories, most of which you've never heard of. Stories like the bizarre disappearance of Tyler Davis in Columbus, Ohio, a 29-year-old father trying to find his way back to his hotel when he disappeared and was never heard from again, and Elizabeth Schoaf from Lugoff, South Carolina, who was abducted from her driveway by a madman and taken to his underground bunker in the woods. We give you all the details you're interested in hearing about without any fluff or fillers, because ain't nobody got time for that. We cover everything from psychopaths to poltergeists, so go check out the Every Town podcast, because every town, no matter how nice it may seem, has a dark side.
This episode of The Horror Show is brought to you by a lot of Patreon members. Lauren Rieschens. Don't probably ruin that name. Michael Benkovich. Oh, fuck. Ronnie Marks. Jason Robson. Christopher Bravo. And Chantel Daigle. Let it daigle.
Let it what?
Let it daigle.
What's that?
I don't know. It's her last name.
Oh, okay.
Thank you guys so much for donating. They donated over at patreon.com/IHateHorror. Another announcement. We've kind of teased it on our social media. Orlando.
Yeah, buddy.
September 21st, I believe. I've told this poor woman at the Falcon in Orlando. That's where we're doing it. The wrong date like four times already. And for some reason, it's been the dates all around it. I don't know why. I can't figure it. I told her September 20th for some reason. She sends me like the page and I was like, oh, like we're not going to do it on a Thursday. She was like, you should probably look at your emails.
Oh, wait. The 21st is a Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were doing it on Saturday.
No, Friday.
Oh, okay.
I gave her the option 21st or 22nd. And I think she won't. Actually, I haven't even checked the page that she made, so I'll check. But I think it's the 21st.
Why did she not cancel her gig?
So 21st, it's going to be a Friday. We're going to be out there, though, doing a bunch of shit. We're going to be doing Halloween Horror Nights. We're going to be roaming around.
Riding? Roller coasters?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm telling you.
Oh,
yeah. That's what I'm going to be doing.
Yes, we'll be riding roller coasters. That's what you do at theme parks. We'll be at Disney.
Harry Potter Land?
Harry Potter Land, for sure. For sure. So, you know, well, don't really bother us when we're doing that. We'll probably ignore you. But no, come try and find us.
Yeah. I mean, a posse.
We do have a posse coming. Like, legit. We have a entourage coming.
We do.
And we're pretty excited about that.
I'm getting a custom-made chain.
We're getting
custom-made. Because anyone wants to try and snatch it.
Jesus piece. You better not snatch it. We have an army coming. A legitimate army. We're going to walk off the airplane in fatigues like fucking University of Miami when they showed up to that bowl game. Do you remember that?
Of course I do.
The most absurd thing that maybe ever happened in sports. Walking off of a private jet in fatigues. It's like the mid-90s, too. That's fucking insane. No, it was like early 90s. Or maybe 80s? Late 80s, early 90s.
Was, what's his name from the Cowboys on it?
Jimmy Johnson was there. So, yeah, it had to be late 80s.
Very early 90s. Yeah.
Fucking insane. All right. Well, the good old sports talk. Our fans love that. Anyway, enjoy this episode.
Orlando.
Oh, Orlando, the 21st. It's at the Falcon. Maybe we'll do something else. And I think we're going to try and book something in Chicago, maybe LA still. Chicago's becoming more of a reality. LA, I don't know.
I was just there for 2 weeks. Should have done it then.
Probably should have.
Should have flown out.
Probably. But it'll be better. We'll go to Chicago in the summer so we can smell the smells of a city in the summer. Because you know how cities smell.
Wonderful. Oh, that guy that was throwing his coffee all over the pigeons still there. He's trying to walk by and he's just flinging his coffee all over these pigeons. Dude, are you fucking kidding me?
Cities are wonderful places, man. All right, guys, enjoy bats. Actually, don't enjoy bats. It's terrible.
I honestly wish I could just lay on this couch and you do a solo show. Wake me up for Candyman. I have no desire to talk about this.
Bats was abysmal. It's $3.99 on Amazon. You will not find it. I tried to steal this fucking thing.
There's a reason that you can't steal this.
You can't steal
this. Nobody fucking cares enough to upload it. They don't even want to rip these guys off because it just sucks so much.
All right. Enjoy, bats.
In class, I was thinking about the adventures of Ash, about the misfortune of sending kids to Crystal Lake. Became addicted straight away with the initial tape. God bless Betamax. VHS, holy like Amanda Kruger. I was introduced to genre flicks by Toby Hooper. I started craving more just like Larry the Looter. I collected VHS without commentary or bloopers. Store computers, magazines, a bunch of stores. Spent my money on movies and begged my mom for more. I'd watch the boys kill those Astro bastards 5 times a day or even more. I loved the gore. Lionel and Paquita combined their lonely hearts. I was hellbound, Cenobites tore my soul apart. I've seen them all, from Dracula to Vertigo. Listen up, welcome to the Horror Show with Sean and Joe.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Horror Show. Show that dissects, mutilates, dismembers, and butchers all of your favorite and not so favorite horror movies and other horror related events. I'm Sean.
I'm Jeff.
Guess who's bats? Bats again. Guess who's bats? Tell a friend. That works. It's solid. It'll do for now.
I like it better than the Todd's plan. I'm not going to lie.
Don't just bling, bling, bling.
No.
Todd's plan's coming. AKA Candyman coming up next week. But for now, you have to listen to bats.
Yeah.
People like this movie.
No, they don't.
Young people like this movie.
Why?
I don't know. Probably because it was.
How young?
Young.
Like
alien space bats.
They don't
bats.
Have motor skills yet?
Alien space bats and albino meow head.
They do not like this.
They Stop. Do. They do.
Why?
I don't know.
I was cutting the grass and just thinking about how pissed off I was. I have to talk about this movie. And I was thinking to myself, this might be like the only movie where nobody likes it. Like what redeemable qualities does this possibly have? Like
it's so bad.
I was thinking while I was good, because like I said, I was so mad just stewing in my thoughts about how bored I was watching this fucking movie. And I was like, oh, I really hated Amityville too, but at least I can see like there are some scenes that might be creepy. Yeah. Like I can see why people like it. Like I mean, I hate it, but I can see why.
Yeah.
There's nothing because it's not original.
Right.
It's like Arachnophobia and The Birds.
Yes.
Both of which are superior. Any fucking creature feature would be a better waste of your time.
Yeah, I agree 100% with everything you're saying. This movie is bad. And it makes you... It's so bad that it makes you question how you describe the worst movie you've ever seen. Because you want to say... Because we always talk... Like, I'll be like, is this the worst movie we've ever done? And you'll be like, how do we explain that?
I thought, again... During this fucking yard escapade, I thought of the same question. Like
this is bad.
One of the most, I don't know. I can't say it's the worst movie that we've
Right.
Done. It's the most in the doldrum movie I've ever fucking done. Like,
it's so boring.
It's so vanilla. There's nothing to even say.
And they try to talk so much science, pseudoscience in this.
Yes.
And it makes so little sense. And you don't give a shit about any of it, which is crazy because this movie pops off 20 minutes in. Like, they hit you with the bats, like, first thing. There's no...
Yeah.
There's no downtime, and somehow, it's one of the most boring pieces of shit you'll ever watch.
Yeah.
Lou Diamond Phillips, Lou Gossett Jr., not Lou Gossett Jr.
No.
Lou Diamond Phillips.
Yes. The other three named Lou.
All three named Lou. His mafia name.
Which one's better?
Lou Gossett Jr.'s.
Why? Why?
Because
one acceptable answer is Iron Eagle.
Lou Gossett Jr. won an Emmy.
An Emmy or an Oscar? I think he's an Oscar winner.
Is he an Oscar winner?
I think so. Should have been for Iron Eagle. Probably for some piece of crap.
I'm pretty... Emmy? Lou Gossett Jr.? No. Oh, Oscar and Emmy Award winner. Oh,
just needs a Tony. He's a Tony. Let's get...
He got...
Oh, no, he would need a Grammy, too.
Grammy.
Can he sing?
I don't think he can sing. My guess is he can't sing, and I think he's a little too late for that. But he's won a bunch of shit.
What did he win an Oscar for?
Well, you're going to put me on the spot here, huh?
Well, not.
Oh, I think he was in Roots.
Are you looking at him? Put you on the spot. Literally Googling it.
He was the first African male to win an Oscar in a supporting role. the second black male to win for acting, and the third African-American actor to win overall. That's pretty fucking solid.
It is. What did he win for?
His role as drill instructor, Emil Foley, in An Officer and a Gentleman.
Ah, yes.
Good for him, man.
Yeah. Did Lou Diamond Phillips ever win an Oscar?
Lou Diamond Phillips didn't win shit. Maybe he won, like, don't they have the Latin Grammys?
I mean, I'm sure.
Well, didn't he sing the songs in a...
In La Bamba?
That's, guys, the only reason I made that joke is because Joe's wife thinks he sang the songs in La Bamba when they most definitely just played Richie Valens records. And he definitely lip synced.
I'll make sure. That will honestly break her heart to find the truth. We're protecting her.
Oh, shit. Well, let's see. Let's see. He's won. He is one. Well, he's got a Tony Award nomination.
Lou Diamond Phillips?
Yeah, for The King and I. And he also had... Oh, so he's never really won anything. These are all nominations. You see the award at first and you're like, oh shit, Golden Globe. Oh, nominee for Stand and Deliver.
He's in Young Guns. And without Young Guns, there would be no opening to Regulators.
That's true. That does not so make
that,
it
no,
better.
It might. That does sway me a little bit.
Guess what?
They literally could
have put anyone in that role.
But they didn't. But they did not.
And the movie would...
So...
All right, well...
It's a tough thought argument, but I'm leaning towards Lou Diamond.
Yeah, I guess. I love that Bats is going to be more about our intro and Lou Diamond Phillips.
I'm done talking about Bats, by the way.
Shit. Lou Diamond Phillips dated, I don't know, Jennifer Tilly.
Did he?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Get it in. Anyway, so here's some interesting facts about Bats that will not shock you. It's one of the fastest movies ever made. Have you heard this?
One of the fastest movies?
Fastest movies that went to a wide release ever made. It was produced script to screen in under 6 months.
Wow. who could have told? Is that the phrase? Who could tell?
Who could? You fucked me up. Who'd have thunk?
I guess that's
right. That works. They didn't even have... They released the trailer for this movie like 2 weeks into filming. So they didn't even have footage. I think it was probably just Bats. So they never even released a real trailer for it. They just released this weird 2 week trailer, which is like, this whole thing like blows my mind. Top spot for the fastest produced 35 millimeter feature from script to screen that received like a wide release. The script was acquired and the director hired in May 1999, and it was released on 2,500 screens in October 1999. Hmm. And it made its fucking money.
I did see that.
Which is fucking crazy. But maybe it was all the allure of like, where the fuck did this Bats movie come from? And the trailer clearly showed nothing.
And it was 1999.
Well, that's what I want to talk about too. So also, by the way, shot in 36 days.
Right.
Crazy.
You could tell.
Crazy. Lou Diamond Phillips brought his own cigars.
Cool fact.
And the ad lib. You know Lou Diamond wrote that in the fucking fact. Right? Then I brought my own cigars. There's a television sequel. It's a Sci-Fi Channel
original. I did know that.
That's where this belonged.
It did belong on a Sci-Fi original, but at least those are kind of entertaining.
I could not believe this was made in 1999.
Why?
Because it looks like 93, 94.
That's... So Candyman was 92.
Yeah, it looks like that era. Like, it should have been made the same year as Arachnophobia.
All I could think about during this movie was how much better Arachnophobia was. How much more fun I would have watching Arachnophobia.
This was made in 1999, so I was like, what other movies were made in 1999 for me to compare it with?
Blair Witch.
Matrix.
Okay.
Deep Blue Sea. Okay. The Mummy. Okay. I mean, these movies aren't good, but I think I'd rather watch them.
Ravenous.
And the quality.
Lake Placid,
Notting Hill.
What, that Hugh Grant movie?
Wild Wild West.
1999 sucked.
Idle Hands.
Okay.
The Spy Who Shagged Me. Was that the first one? The Spy Who Shagged Me? I think it was the first one.
The first one was International Man of Mystery.
Oh, okay.
Those movies suck. I thought those were the funniest movies of all time, and I watched them recently. Those movies suck.
No shit. I've been like trying to convince people of that. I think it became cool. I think for our demographic, it was like, oh yeah, those movies. I mean, were you ever a fan of the later ones? Like the one with the fat bastard and shit in it? Goldmember, I don't think I've even seen like all the way through.
The hardest I laughed at the Goldmember was when they showed the actual clip of a monkey fingering its butthole and smelling it and flying out of the tree. That's like an actual YouTube clip.
Which one's the one with the guy that says like smoking a waffle or whatever, smoking a pancake?
Oh, that's Goldmember.
That's Goldmember? That shit was stupid. You're laughing.
Yeah.
That shit pissed me off so bad. I hated that shit. And I hated that people quoted it like constantly.
No, but without that, Vince McMahon would have watched it 10 years later and made it.
Did the mole?
Did the mole bit.
In like 2010.
In Austin Powers 2, it had that bit where the spaceship looks like a penis and balls. It would just keep cutting. I hate it so much. Oh my God.
It gives you a little bit of the douche chills. It gives you the douche chills. Speaking of that, I think they're doing a new scary movie.
Mm.
Yeah.
I saw four in theaters.
I saw an article recently that was like, scary movie was the worst type of comedy ever made. And I don't think I disagree.
I mean, what do you mean? Like the spoof?
No, I think it's just the way they did it.
I don't remember anything about
it. I remember the tiny handed man.
A scary movie?
Yeah.
The first one?
No, not the first one. It was like three. Was Anna Faris in all of them?
I have no clue.
Okay.
I do remember when the ghost face guy was hiding behind the curtains, but his feet were hanging out.
AKA Pieces. The most tense moment in Pieces. Spoofed as a joke. Don't take your movies too seriously, guys. Don't tell me Pieces is great. All right. So Bats.
Yeah.
Is a movie about bats. It does the creature feature
a great injustice.
Thank you. That honestly finished my thought. I didn't have the words. It does the creature feature such an embarrassing injustice. So not only do they talk a lot, not only is Lou Diamond Phillips acting some of the worst acting I've ever seen. Why does he talk so properly? Dude, he's supposed to be a down south sheriff and he talks like a fucking asshole. He talks like he graduated from, what's that fucking school that people go to like London for?
Yale? Oxford? Cambridge?
Maybe, I don't know.
Oh,
they do like a tour of it. Like they call it like a, I did my thing. Anyway. Cambridge, sure, let's roll with that. It's crazy. He talks so proper. It's insane. He does not conjugate. He says every word, enunciates every word. And his southern accent is atrocious. It's appalling.
He's very bad in this movie.
He's so bad. And he's so bad that I can't imagine he's good anywhere else. Because it seems like he's trying pretty hard. It can't be that hard to be a sheriff. If
you really don't like La Bamba?
No, I liked it growing up.
Oh, but you're saying you can't imagine him being...
I mean, I don't remember his acting in La Bamba. I was a kid.
Okay.
Your wife loves it.
Yeah. It's like your favorite movie ever.
Is his acting bad in it?
I think he's fine.
Okay. Yeah. See, I thought he was fine in that too, but so what happened?
I mean...
1999.
He's cashed out. He's done by this.
He got the La Bamba money and he's...
Yeah.
Yeah. Out. All right. He's like, I didn't win that Golden Globe, and Bats sure is fucking going to do it. But it seems like he's acting really hard.
I mean, if he's nominated for a Tony, he can't be that shitty of an actor.
Well, see, that's so I think he can do elevated work. I don't think he can play the downtrodden sheriff.
Oh, no, he was 100% in this for the paycheck. There's no other reason.
He was, okay. So anyway, Bats, you open up right off the bat with Bats smashing a car up, killing a couple that was going to go make out, I guess, or do something. I really don't know what they were doing, which will be a common theme throughout this movie. But these young couples driving around, the guy gets out for some reason.
Can I just interrupt you? Because I pulled up the Bat's IMDb page, and this guy gave it a 6-star review, but he's saying it's about flying foxes. He keeps mentioning that. Is that another term for bats?
No, but that's really funny that he's saying that, because they briefly mention that as like the breed of the type of bat that it is. Like, is that, she's like the flying fox, and like he's
is
like,
that a yeah. real bat?
I don't think so.
I can't believe I have to Google this. Flying foxes.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the world's largest bat. Okay, so yeah, so that's the type that the scientist will learn is working on is this breed of bat called the flying fox.
Well, he also said it's full of scares and lots of blood and gore.
That's not. None of that is true. None of that is true. None of that is true. That's amazing.
Do you know that the screenplay was written by the guy who did Aviator and The Last Samurai?
No, Aviator. I don't know if I've seen. Is that the Leo
Scorsese one? Yeah.
Okay. That's not true. But like, there's something funny about this movie. Why it had to be made so quickly? And do you know what I mean? Like, something must have happened where they needed to fill in a movie slot, and maybe they trusted that guy, and they were like, hey, we know you make decent scripts. Can you just bang one out and you're going to get...
Or maybe they were like, this guy was like pushing for something to be made, and they're like, yeah, we'll do that if you do this fucking... If you get this off our hands.
You got to make this fucking Bats movie, man. I don't know. It's really... That's odd, though. Something doesn't add up, because there's no reason you need to push this movie out.
Right.
It's so odd. And for it to do that well in theaters, I imagine there's just nothing else out.
I mean, did it do well?
Maybe the
I thought it only made like $5 million.
No, the budget was $5 million. It made like 10 or 15.
Is that good?
I mean, if it's $5 million, it made its money back.
But that's not doing well.
No, not doing well. But I mean, I feel like maybe there were no. I feel like they looked at their schedule. They're like, hey, do we have any movies coming out in April?
They're just strapped.
Yeah. Okay. Like, they were like, wait a minute. Like, wait, is anyone releasing a movie in holy shit! No one's releasing a movie. We didn't release a movie. Like,
the first time ever. Yeah. That's ever happened.
Everyone
every studio ever.
So they're like, fuck, you gotta put out a movie. Keep people interested. All right. That's not what happened. This movie just sucks. So this couple gets destroyed by a group of bats. Slaughtered.
Yes.
And these bats, I mean, they're breaking through the car windshield, and they throw this man through the windshield from inside the car somehow. I'm not entirely sure how that happens, but he is launched through the windshield.
It almost gave me a seizure, too, how fast things are flashing.
Oh, dude, and they were doing that terrible 90s camera thing way too often. What? Why did they do that in the 90s? It was God, I can't even explain it. It's like a super zoomed in shot, but it's like tilted.
Yeah.
And just, I don't know how you'd call it, disfigured, sure. Distorted. It's a distorted image, and it's really spread and stretched. They did it a lot in the 90s, but they do it way more in this movie than they ever did it in the 90s. And it's nauseating. It's awful. This couple's murdered. We go to Skull Valley, Arizona. We meet our gal, Sheila.
Sheila Casper.
Sheila Casper. Whole Sheila Casper. She loves looking at bats. Bats are fucking gross.
That I agree with.
Do you ever have a bat in your house?
I don't believe so.
I had a bat in my house once, and I contemplated just ending it.
Selling the house?
Not in this house. It was actually in an apartment, and it was right on one of my curtains.
Mm.
Just fuck it. And I was like, get the fuck out of here. So I just like wrapped up the curtain and went out into the lawn, just fucking ripped the bat. I don't know where the fuck it went, but they scare the shit out of me, man.
They're weird.
They're fucking weird.
And I know that some people probably gonna be upset because like some people love bats, but
probably. I mean, I feel like this woman tells the story of how she fell in love with bats and her dad forced her to hold one, which is probably not a great idea. They do have rabies. They're not clean animals by any means. But he forces her to hold the bat and she says she falls in love with it. I feel like if somebody did that to me, I might have a different take on bats. But looking at them from afar, I don't want anything to fucking do with them. Like the furry body, but the skin arms, like it's just something gross about them, man.
I had the opposite effect because when I was in like kindergarten, someone had one of those like tarantulas,
yes.
You know, and like the like tried to force me to touch it. And now I'd rather kill myself than be in the same room as a spider. So
that's not good. Yeah, immersion therapy, not usually a great tactic for children. Definitely not. But it worked for her. There's this guy, Jimmy, who I don't know what the fuck he does. He's like her safety guy. He plays with computers.
Played by Leon. Cracks me up every time. He's only credited as Leon.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
And on the set, there was a fact that on the set, I don't even know. This fact honestly kind of pissed me off. So his name's Leon, but they only called him Jimmy, which is his character's name. And he said everyone on the set just called him Jimmy the entire time. I was like, it's really disrespectful. Like, he's not method acting Bats, all right? Like, he's not walking around being like, please call me Jimmy so I can
be in character all time. Regular Daniel Day-Lewis.
Honestly, I hated the character. And they said the character was originally supposed to be a pretty serious role. And then for some reason, they just made him be a wisecracking asshole. Well, like, it's honestly annoying as fuck. But anyway, he also hates bats. But his job involves...
But his job is to study bats.
All day. All day, all night. And this woman's in the cave, and we see this ominous shadow cover Jimmy. And from her headset, he's going, no, wait, whoa, whoa, and then radio silence. So she comes running out thinking, obviously something terrible happened. It's just a fucking helicopter. Like, Jimmy, etiquette, radio etiquette, Jimmy. It's fucking terrifying. Whoa, whoa, what is happening?
A fucking helicopter.
And never just like, oh, hey, it's just a helicopter.
Also, why would you be saying that? Like, you just know the sound. Like, oh, there's a helicopter coming.
Oh, man. Oh, Jesus Christ. It's Dr. Toby from the CDC. This guy's got the worst haircut, rivaling the Raiders owner, whatever his name is.
The current one?
Yeah. The son.
Al Davis Jr.?
No, Mark Davis. Okay. You've seen his haircut.
Most definitely.
The orange bowl cut that he drives 3 hours to go get.
Disgusting.
That's the worst story ever. Jimmy is a fine actor, but I feel like whatever. Dr. Toby says there's a medical emergency. What kind of emergency? Sheila asks. Bats, Dr. Casper. Bats. Doesn't sound medical, but that's
not a medical emergency. This is like a fucking epidemic or something.
And it's also the Center of Disease Control, which is probably human diseases. I don't think they really do animal diseases. Maybe
rabies.
Maybe because it could be transmitted
to humans.
But, yeah. But the first things out of their mouth later is, this is not transmittable. So you've got an animal problem on your hand. Probably the EPA should probably be involved. So they bring Sheila and Jimmy. Obviously, the bat experts, you're going to bring them out to Texas and stop these fucking bats. And that's where not Lou Gossett Jr. shows up. Lou Diamond Phillips.
Yes.
Shows up. LDP.
Would this have been better with Lou Gossett Jr.?
Yeah.
You think so? You think he would have changed everything?
Lou Diamond Phillips infuriated me the entire time.
Okay.
The way he spoke, everything he did pissed me off. So, yeah, I guess so. Dude, this car ride, Lou Diamond Phillips comes, he picks up the doctor, and the shit he's talking about, the way he talks is so bad. So, ma'am, you're a doctor of what exactly? She goes, wildlife zoology with a specialty in Coroptera. Bats, sheriff. So she explains everything, right? Like, oh, so you're kind of like a batologist.
Did she just say zoologist?
Yeah, and she literally repeats, I'm a wildlife zoology with a specialty in Coroptera, which are bats. He's like, oh. Oh, and he keeps saying, uh-huh. That's like his go-to southern quirk. He's keeps going, uh-huh, between like every sentence. It's infuriating. They go to a lab. They see the bodies torn apart. She looks at the teeth and she's like, oh, it's a bat. But bats only eat fruit and nectar. You found the teeth in the body. Pretty sure they're doing more than that. But she says it's impossible. Bats don't kill people, period. But then this other doctor's like, hey, heads up, I might know a little something about that. And also, this doctor sucks because...
This is Dr. McCabe?
Yeah.
This is his second Bat movie.
Oh, really? Yeah. What's his first?
Do you want to guess?
Batman?
No. What? He might be. This guy's in everything.
He's in everything. And now that I'm thinking about
him... He's the warden in Shawshank.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was going to say he might be Bruce Wayne's dad getting murdered outside the Cineplex.
That honestly, I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised either.
He's not, but I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. No, he's in Ace Ventura 2.
Oh, Guano, which will come back to this.
Yes. Part. He's got Ace tortures by making his eyeball go. Oh, wait, no, maybe it's. Yeah, no, that's what he does.
Guano was a hit in the 90s.
It was.
People loved saying it, and people loved putting it in movies to explain. So you could be like, it's batshit. Those were the fucking worst.
Ace Ventura 2 is one of the funniest movies ever made.
Well, Ace Ventura 2 over 1.
All fucking day. I'll fist fight somebody over that.
I agree completely. Let's just talk about Ace Ventura 2. Ace Ventura 2 was like the essence of the character Ace Ventura, in my opinion.
Yes.
It was just nonstop.
I agree, because the first one was like...
It was
a comedy, but it was also like a detective story.
Yeah.
You don't want to see him
trying
to solve a crime. I'll see him in the jungle trying to find a bat.
Yeah, like at the end of the day in the original Ace Ventura, like he's like, well, I have a job to do. This is ridiculous. I can't talk with my butt all movie. I need to solve this crime.
Right. In the second one, he's out of his mind.
He accidentally solves a crime by just being a lunatic.
The way he drives in that movie is so fucking funny. Dude, that's one of the best bits of all time, is that when he's driving, his head is like flying out of the window, but then he's on the bumpiest road ever and he's driving straight. I don't know if anybody ever picks up on that. He's like not moving.
Do you think they did it on purpose?
They had to have. I mean, that's a bit. That's like genius.
Oh, fuck. That is funny. I don't know if it's as good as Bats, though.
Oh, yeah.
So this other doctor, whatever his name is, McCabe, mm-hmm. he's like, hey, I know about that. And they're like, well, tell us. And he's like, well, can't tell you about that. All I can tell you is that I know everything and they are killing people.
Yeah. And then, but doesn't he then like immediately admit they're genetically modified?
It takes two. So they ask him and he's like, I can't tell you. And Lou Diamond Phillips is like, you're a real piece of shit. And like 10 minutes later, they're like, we need to know, doctor. And he's like, I can't tell you, but, and then tells everything.
I want to rip on that, but I'm honestly pretty sure that's how the real world works. Like every secret ever is just some guy be like, I can't tell you, it's top secret. And someone's just like, well, why not? He's like, all right, I'll just tell you.
Well, because if I told you, then you'd know. Yeah. Then you know we've genetically modified these bats to kill people on purpose. It's like, oh, okay, thanks. Yeah. And they talk so much and it's so boring and shitty about these infected bats, dude. They talk so fucking long about the infection and whether it infects humans or not. And it might sound like these are key plot points, but they're really not, because, you know, people have made movies with animals killing people before. Mm-hmm. You don't need to know a lot.
They're just animals.
Yeah. This is the most crazy story. And honestly, though, I didn't mind it if they didn't oversell it.
You mean the story part? Like the plot?
I didn't mind the idea. So what we learn, which, by the way, they don't even really hit on, they kind of just brush over it, is that they've genetically modified bats to be weapons of war.
Right. No, I see. I'm glad you said that, because I do think that deep down the plot is fine.
That's fine. Yeah. I like creature features.
Why not make bats weapons?
Yeah.
It's but terrifying.
Why? This guy dragged it out for fucking...
You don't... Like you could have just done... That's what we were saying in the beginning. Like, this movie does... It's not the worst movie. It's just the most mundane bullshit.
And there's also an element to looking as good as it is and being a mass release that, like, makes it... It's like why you can't beat up on, like, Peter Rottentail so much. The guys fucking made it in their fucking basement. Like... With a fucking camcorder, or you know what I mean? Like,
you could beat up on it.
I mean, you could beat up. Yeah, we did for an hour. But I'm just saying, you can't, it's hard to call that, I don't know, it's hard to compare the two. It's hard to compare, released in a movie theater, people put tons of money behind it, watched it, and said, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Didn't shelve it.
This is great. Yeah. Like, major studios that release massive movies were like, yeah, let's do that. And that's troubling. So we know the bats are infected with something, whatever. So the point of this is to find bats. And for some reason, Lou Diamond Phillips thinks he's involved also.
And he's just a sheriff.
He is just a sheriff. He was their ride to the CDC. And instead, now he's looking at maps being like, well, this is where we're going to quarantine the bats. And you're like, Lou Diamond Phillips, you know shit. Who fuck knows this much about bats besides these two momos who, you know, I mean, their information's good. But they also have a laptop that they're like, look at this. Tick, 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 tick. And they all of a sudden can pull up how these bats are spreading.
Right.
We literally just discovered the bats.
And the internet.
But the school has high-speed modems. Equipped with high-speed modems. Yeah, man, it's fucking crazy. Also, they somehow think they're going to find all these fucking bats that just swoop it. Like, the plan is drive around and find the fucking bats. Well, they do find the bats.
Well, they get attacked the first night.
They find another dead person and they're like, well, this is definitely more than bats that did this. They must be, or more than one bat. They must be infecting other bats. That's when we learn they infect bats, but not
which,
other
which
ones.
Which they are.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Well, it doesn't take long and the scientist finally fesses up. He's increased their intelligence. They work together. He's made them more aggressive, made them carnivore. Also, by the way, the woman who investigates, who studies bats has figured all this out. She's like, I'm going to guess what you've done. And she lists this and he's like, yup. He's like, and we made them more aggressive, made them, she goes, and you made them carnivorous. And he goes, no, I made them omnivorous. Which that's both, right? The grass and people. And it was really weird because she guessed carnivorous and he says omnivorous. And she's like, how could you? I was like, that's probably the only reasonable thing he's done. Like, he was like, well, let's not just give them the taste of human flesh. Let's just also
keep the same things they can choose. They have a choice.
Let's give them the option. She goes, why would you do that? And he goes, because I'm a scientist. We make things better. Everyone's really upset about this, though. Everyone's really pissed about this scientist.
That is a great point, because why would they be that upset about that?
That was like a kill. Like, that woman's face almost exploded when he said
I'm
that.
I'm most impressed that you're able to write down so much dialogue, because my eyes like rolled to the back of my head.
Mine did last night when I was watching it. I was like, I can't watch this, so I watched it today.
Okay.
So I was a little more like alert. And
you watched it. Did you work today?
Yeah,
I was too busy getting yelled at. This is my new job. All happens for 8 hours. People yell at me. Oh. Yeah, I'm not gonna cover your roof. Like, you fucking piece of shit. Well, you have a great day.
Hope that works out for you. Hope your new roof doesn't get destroyed again. I had some time today to watch it. It was a little downtime, so I said, why not pop in some bats? That was a mistake.
Yeah, even if I had downtime, there's no way
I was miserable
doing that.
I was miserable. But also, the dialogue never ends, so you always have time to pick up the good, the juicy morsels while they talk about some other bullshit for 15 minutes. They start tracking the bats somehow. Like, literally, like, they're just like, they're on their laptop and they're like, hey, we have a radar. It shows the bats. And they also simulate bats taking.
Wait, didn't they caught one? They put a planting device on it the night.
Oh, that's not yet. That's not yet. Oh my God. That's like one of my all time favorite scenes. No, that's not yet, but we will do that soon. We will do that soon. I'm very excited. So they have this radar and they're simulating the bats are going to be able to take over the world in 6 months.
So what's this guy's plan?
Which guy?
The guy that like helped
the bad doctor?
Yeah.
Dude, I have no idea. Because later
we're going to take over the world.
Later we learn he released them on purpose. So there's two big reveals in this. One is the military is like, we have to kill these bats. And the general's like, why? Who gives a shit? Like, just wait. Like, because they want to kill them during the day when they're sleeping. Mm-hmm. The general's like, we'll kill them when they're sleeping. Makes sense. And this other guy's like, no, we got to kill them right now. He's like, well, why? He's like, because there's a top secret and the government made them. Again, revealing the secret. And so I was like, oh, shit, that's kind of cool. Whatever. Like, that makes sense then. Okay, I'll take that. But then, like, literally minutes later, this crazy doctor's like, I released them on purpose. It's like, well, why'd you do that? Like, I get the weapons of war thing, but why are you releasing them on the American public? Like, makes no sense.
Yeah, but did he explain that? Like, what was his motivation?
No.
Okay.
No, I didn't think he literally runs out of the building. Instead of fessing up. Maybe it was like one of those, like, why'd you do that? It was like,
Jumps out the window.
Simpson style. You hear the car drive away. Why the fuck would you do that? It makes no sense. Which is basically what they say to him. They decide to go set up some bat traps. And Lou Diamond Phillips is hanging up these giant rope nets. Oh, it feels like fish stockings to me. Well, Lou, you're a fucking idiot. And you get that joke twice because his partner's like, these nets feel like fish stockings. And Lou's like, no, they don't. There's no possible way a woman's wearing. Lou also, in their downtime, Dr. Casper's like, oh, the moon's coming out. They're fighting murderous bats. Lou Diamond Phillips looks up and is like, oh, yeah, it's a blood moon. Mom used to tell me somebody would die when the blood moon's out. Good job, Lou.
Also, what a thing for your mom to tell you.
Yeah, I don't know which is worse. Your mom telling you that as a kid? Small talk with the batologist. The origins of her bat love happen. She'll never kill a bat. Good news, I don't think she does. She tries to fire a gun at him and misses all of them.
That she does.
Also, they're standing on this bridge with all these nets. The trap's set. And all of a sudden, she just hears beeping on this fucking handheld, like, ectometer.
Ectometer?
I don't know what
is that what they called it?
No, it was like PKE meter. That's what it looked like, though. It looked like the PKE. It was like this handheld thing. It starts beeping. She's like, there's a million of them. Run. She's the most futuristic technology. This thing tracked bats and told her how many there were. And they just run. And that's good, I guess, because it was a lot of bats.
Was there a million, though?
Well, that's the weird part, because later in the cave, they're surprised at how many bats are in there. Like, you've seen. There were so many bats, they covered the moon.
Right.
That's a lot of fucking bats. And then later they go in the cave and they're like, dear God, look how many bats there are. Jesus Christ, they were literally clinging to your car, which is what happens right now. They're locked in a car. I don't know, man. It's weird because the bats destroyed a fucking car at the beginning of this movie in record time.
Yes.
And for some reason in this car, they're having a little trouble.
Yeah.
But they are coming in through pipes that are coming into the car for some reason. Open pipes in the car that bats are coming through. The cop and Jimmy show up. The cop's protege and Jimmy show up, and they're about to shoot a warning shot, and all the bats turn and look at them. Which was great. Like, they didn't even shoot the warning shot, they just look like oh shit, 5-0. And the fucking bats run. The bats fucking split. They fly away. They don't want to be arrested. Imagine, like, they're like, oh fuck. But they catch one, which is just laying on the ground on its back for some reason, like, they shoot the bat with a little GPS pin and send him on his way. But guess what?
What?
The roost, which is what they call like the hive of bats.
Right.
Roost got shooters, son. Roost got shooters, son. They send out this GPS bat and the shooters come swooping in and tear the two bats. Come in, tear this other bat apart. Fucking snitch. You're snitching. You got caught.
That is true.
It's an analogy. It's a good one.
I don't know about that.
It was fine. But yeah, these bats somehow knew that this one bat was a no good snitch. Fucked him up.
Wearing a wire,
man. You fuck.
But he didn't volunteer for it. Or maybe he did. Maybe that's why he's lying there.
He's lying on his back. Like, no, please don't. Wink, wink, wink.
You're right. You totally deserve it.
It's like when they like do the fake for like a CO. They do the fake arrest. You know what I'm talking about?
A CO?
Or C... informant. A CI.
Mm.
Right? CI. Yeah. Criminal informant. You know, like they're like, oh, we're going to... Oh, we busted him. So they don't know he's a...
Why do you know so much about this?
I don't talk about it. I'm that bat, son. Anyway, the bad scientist was like, you shouldn't do this. And he was right. Just pointing that out. He's like, this is a bad idea. But how the fuck would the bats know that that thing had a GPS in it?
They're genetically modified. Oh. Obviously.
Well, the CDC evacuates Gallup, Texas, which based on...
Is that
this
a real place?
I don't think so. Maybe. I mean, it could be. I'm not.
Well, there you have it.
No answer. Based on the made-up laptop program is exactly where they're headed. Can figure that out. We see a shot of old Gallup. Good old country folk. But for some reason, no one has a fucking light on. Like, we get shots inside a restaurant. There's not a single light on. Inside a house, there's not a single light on. It's very fucking weird. Also, there's a really weird scene where there's a baby in a crib and there's a bat about to fucking eat it.
Yeah.
And they don't really give you any closure on that, but that baby's dead.
Yeah.
The baby's dead. That's really fucked up that they even included that. Yeah, man. Restaurant guy gets got. The waiter, he gets got by a bat.
Yeah, this town's fucked.
This town is
serious
fucked.
Problem on their hands.
Woman gets, the mom of the baby gets eaten. But they don't even eat these people. They just kill them. They claim it's for food.
Yeah, they're not eating them.
No. Well, they only eat one person, and it's the scientist.
Tobias?
Yeah. And for some reason, then every bat comes to eat on him. It's so fucking weird. I was like, you guys had like a dozen bodies. More.
He like willingly sacrificed himself, didn't he? Tobias?
No, he thought he could control them.
I thought he was trying to save Sheila and like threw himself in front of him.
Which one's Tobias? Listen, anyway. Oh, that guy. Yeah. That guy sacrifices himself. I'm talking about the scientist later, the McCabe.
The bad guy.
Yeah.
Right. No, yeah. But in this scene.
The one of the good scientists, the guy from the CDC, sacrifices himself. Because these bats kill people instantly. Like, they don't wait a fucking second. They just fucking kill you.
Yeah.
And for some reason, for Sheila... They just wrap their wings around her head like a fucking blanket.
Because they know she's a star.
They're so smart.
they're so modified.
They're like, if we kill her,
the movie will end.
The story won't continue. We need to know the end. But that's what happens. They try to kill Sheila. They don't. They kill this other good scientist from the CDC. Who I thought was a bad guy too, but guess what? He's not. He's a good guy. Turns out. A lot of character development in this film. So they kill him.
Yeah.
And Sheila, being the friend that she is, goes up to his corpse, which was not eaten. kind of cut up a little bit. And she, you know.
Wait, why was that first corpse when they were in the morgue? That thing was like mutilated.
Mutilated beyond recognition. Its face was ripped off.
His rib cages were like hanging out.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. But these people just have like cuts on their cheeks. Also, this is when the woman tries to kill the bats with a gun. But she literally hits nothing. And then it immediately cuts to Lou Diamond Phillips, who is laying on his back underneath a pickup truck with his gun hanging out, popping bats off. Just like, pop, 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 hitting every single one. I thought that was rude. Although, you know, she's probably never...
Wait, why was that rude?
She probably never tried to shoot a bat before.
But, oh, rude that the man was able
yeah.
to hit them? Oh, okay.
Laying on his back.
I thought you were saying it was rude that he was shooting the bat.
No, she was standing up, like, in gun position and couldn't hit a single bat. Which, by the way, probably the hardest thing to do. Bats fly crazy.
They do.
I don't know if you've ever seen it. They fly, like, fucked up, like drunk people.
Wait, you don't know if I've ever seen a bat?
I don't know. Have you ever?
Bats outside all the fucking time.
They fly like assholes, though. Yeah. They, like... Like, they can't fly straight line. They're fucking idiots.
Right. Well, they're blind.
Oh, well.
Have some respect.
God damn it. Disabilities. Okay. Have some respect for people with disabilities. Anyway, point is, Lou Diamond Phillips is a fucking idiot. Also, it cuts to Jimmy, whose defense for bats was to scream in the bat's face. Did you pick up on that scene? It's a split second. Because a bat's like, at him, and he just screams in its face and then cuts away. Like, he should be dead. That bat should have fucking killed him.
No, he wouldn't he be fucking up their echolocation?
You know what, man? Go fuck yourself. Sheila, though, she's got some bats around her head. They're wrapped all around her head. This fucking CDC guy is fucking White Knight Snowflake. Goes out to save her. They destroy the CDC guy instantly, which again is weird because they kind of just hucked Sheila's face. They turn on this guy so fast. He's dead. Yeah, so everyone's upset. The city's cleaning up after the slaughter. Sheila leaves. I found this offensive. This guy saves his life for her, right? Or risks his life for her. He gives his life for her. So Sheila's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to leave my necklace, which means bat in Chinese. It's a Chinese symbol for bat. I'm going to leave my bat necklace with this stranger who was murdered by fucking bats. God rest your soul, little buddy. I'm sure your family will want to remember the word that killed you. Fucking murdered you. Oh, boy. Our friends also reveal... So much of this was like third-hand news, too. Did you notice that? A lot of this was Lou Diamond Phillips walking up and saying things like, well, they just told me they're going to bomb the whole city. Like, there's never actually a scene where that happens.
Right, right.
It's just these characters walking up and be like, well, I just heard.
Right. And that's honestly Lou Diamond Phillips' sole purpose in this movie. Like, that whole character.
You're right.
Because he has no business being there.
You're right.
He's not a scientist.
You're right.
He's just a sheriff of this 100%. Shitty town. He's doing nothing to save it.
100%. You're totally right. He is the he keeps claiming he has communication with, like, the FBI.
Yeah.
And all these national organizations, the military. Like, they're funneling through a sheriff who's an asshole.
It's a fucking piece of shit town.
Gallup. I hope Gallup's not real.
I looked it up.
Oh, okay. And yeah, he walks up and he's like, well, they're going to destroy Gallup. They're going to level the mountain. They're going to blow up the entire mountain. They've decided they're going to blow up everything in Gallup just to stop these bats. She's like, that won't work. And well, Sheila, I'm pretty sure it would. No offense, but whatever. Lou Diamond Phillips also tells us about a secret spy satellite that he knows as the sheriff of Podunk fucking Gallup. He knows about this secret spy satellite. All they have to do is connect to the satellite, the small feat of connecting to a satellite and transmitting its data to us, which thank goodness Jimmy knows how to do.
And doesn't it have like infrared laser beams in it too?
Yeah. Oh, dude, this satellite, one of my favorite scenes in the movie is they're like, they call the government and they're like, call off the bombs. We blew up the entranceways. And he's like, hang on 1 second.
I love you could just call the government. Like there's just a hotline to.
And the government just gets a fax immediately. And he's like, yep, they told us you did that. He's like, we got satellite images that show that you did that. Like, get the fuck out of here. Are you fucking serious? Took us fucking like 10 years to find Osama bin Laden. All they needed were these guys.
Yeah, this is a special satellite.
Jesus Christ.
The Chrome Beether.
If I ever meet Obama, I'm going to be like, why didn't you use the secret spy satellite?
Why didn't you call Lou Diamond Phillips?
Why didn't you call the sheriff of Gallup and batologists? We could have found Osama bin Laden probably 15 minutes. Well, they decide to run to the school and use it as their home base. And Lou Diamond Phillips says, you know, it's as primitive as you imagine, this little schoolhouse in Gallup, Texas. And then immediately walks in and is like, all the computers are hooked up with the most recent high-speed modems.
Least primitive school I've ever seen.
Yeah. But then immediately goes into another classroom and they have a phonograph. Like, come on. What are we fucking doing here? Like, are you serious? It's just a hipster town.
Yeah, pretty much.
They just pretend to be podunk. Yeah, this little primitive old school. Oh, but no, we have wireless internet. Don't get it twisted. Don't get to it. How are we going to get on MySpace? And they barricade this place like it's going to be the zombie apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
But my favorite part of this, it appears that they have this massive plan, right? They're going to connect to the satellite, blah, 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 blah. Barricade the house.
Isn't their plan just to make them be cold?
Well, here's the other weird part. Before they come to that solution, which it ends up not being the solution, but that's fine. Whatever. I don't even know. Before they do that, they do all this shit and you think they have a plan. I mean, they're barricading the school like they're going to be living there. And then after they're done barricading, they're like, so what are we going to do? Yeah. It was the weirdest fucking thing. It blew my fucking mind. They're like, I have no idea. What the fuck are we going to do? Like, they have no plan whatsoever.
Right.
And then they're like, then they decide that the plan is they're going to find the roost through the satellite. And they're going to go to the roost and freeze them.
But how are they going to make it colder?
They say we're going to need a cooling unit powerful enough to freeze the roost, which they're assuming is in a fucking giant cave.
Mm-hmm.
Which I can't even keep my house at a comfortable temperature in the summertime. How are they going to keep a fucking desert cave? How are you going to refrigerate a desert cave? It honestly infuriated me. It infuriated me. Oh my God.
Also, just blow them the fuck up. Also, find the roost.
Also, there's no power in caves. How are you going to refrigerate?
You're not. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, just blow it up. Yeah, like the government's right.
Right.
But they keep trying to say things to prove that wrong. They're going to be like, well, it's just going to scatter the bats. It's not.
It's not.
Just collapse the fucking
all be together game. And you blow it up. Jesus.
Also, I'm pretty sure even if they scatter, just have a Gatling gun outside. You can literally mow them down.
Bug zapper?
Yeah, I mean, you made an electric fence in this building, which, whatever. Well, anyway, this is flabbergasting. So that's the plan. They learn that the bats are in a mine, which makes it even easier to kill them. Because you know that there's only a certain number of exits.
In a mine.
In a mine.
Yeah.
So mine shafts are like the most deadly parts.
I was just going to say.
They collapse constantly.
Also, the what fumes is it that kills people?
Ammonia. Oh,
is that what it is? Ammonia? Yeah, yeah. That's what kills the canaries?
Mm-hmm.
There's no way the bats can.
That kills the canaries. Oh, yeah. No, I don't know what kills the canaries. Yeah. But what you mean, though.
Could bats survive that?
I don't know.
There's no way, right?
I don't care. Anyway.
Well, you keep talking.
Well,
I'll be researching.
The bad scientist. What are you going to. Can bats live in mines?
Yeah.
You're just going to find a thread of bats. The bad scientist that we see is making a call.
Yeah.
Right. And this is when we cut to the military who's like, we should wait till daytime to kill them because, you know, they're nocturnal and they'll be there in the daytime when we try and kill them. The guy's like, no, we're doing it at night, you know, when they fly away. And then, he tells this guy that the bats are weapons. And this general looks so heartbroken that his government lied to him. I felt really bad for the guy. And then the guy's like, yes, general, it was us. We started it. Now we'll end it. Well, the bats kill them all pretty effortlessly. They don't really put up a struggle. Meanwhile, at the school, the bats show up and Sheila's like, how did the bats know we were here? Which, by the way, they barricaded it like they knew the bats were going to come. So I thought they had an idea that the bats would find them. And somehow the bat scientist called the bats. The bat scientist is like, I called them.
He just radioed them.
Who fucking called bats? And then the bats take out their power supply by just blowing up a transformer. Very fucking insane. Bats are fucking shit up. They're breaking through the fences. They're breaking through the windows because the power's out, so they can't electrocute them with the electric fences.
Why is Daredevil not called Batman?
Because Batman was made in like 1902.
No, it was 1937.
Yeah. I didn't care really.
I didn't even know that's true.
I'm just saying, Daredevil was like the 60s, I think. 50s or 60s. I'm sure they would have loved to have used it.
Wait,
pretty good name.
More of a bat. The Batman is.
Yeah, well, you know, when a competing company is using the name, I don't think you could just call your guy Batman.
DC's a bunch of jerks because they also got Man Bat.
So they do have Man Bat, which, yeah. Which isn't much of a man bat. He's more of a Batman.
No, he's definitely more of a Batman. Batman is the man.
Batman's
bat.
A guy.
Yeah.
Batman's a guy with a
man bat is a straight up bat.
Yeah. Yeah, he is a straight up bat. Like, disgusting. That was a good talk. I'd much rather continue that conversation. But we kind of have a commitment to this Bats film. Yeah. Well, Lou Diamond Phillips gets the generator working. Electrocutes him. Bad Doc runs out. He's like, I can control them. Come to me. And they, you know, you think you're going to get a good kill here, a good slaughter. They literally just cut off his ear and like cut his neck a little bit. He's dead. And the entire roost returns to just eat this guy. And then they fly away. And they're like, why'd they fly away? Which is weird because that's literally all the bats have done. Swoop in and leave.
Yes.
Like, instantly. But they're confused this time. They're like, why did they leave? And Sheila claims it's because, like, they wanted to kill the doctor. Like, they were mad at the doctor.
Even though he called them in.
Created them. Like, gave them. Maybe it's like one of those, like, we don't like all this knowledge. We're trapped in these stupid bat brains. We can't speak. That's not what's happening, guys.
No, that's not.
Well, they go up to the mine where the entire military was murdered, but there's only two bodies. And Jimmy's like, look at all this shit. It literally looks just like a deserted place, except for the two bodies there. They quickly figure out that they put the refrigeration unit in there, and all they really need to do is close up the shafts to end this whole thing. But But instead, these two idiots put on some suits and decide to go deep into the cave.
So much
literally bat. All they have to do is not make a racket and place some dynamite.
Isn't that the case in so many of the movies we watch?
Yeah.
All you have to do is just not be an asshole.
Not be an asshole. And honestly, most of them I could see, you know, you drop something or whatever. In this one, I've never seen people make so much fucking noise, cause so many issues to fucking fuck this up. Like, they fuck this up beyond belief. The bats are sleeping. All you have to do is place the dynamite and they're fucking dead. The refrigeration unit's in there. Well, they go in. They start shooting guns. The guns are going off. Lou Diamond Phillips' helmet flies off. The bats are all waking up, defeating the entire purpose of everything.
Yep.
And they're running, and for some reason, the bats can't chase them down. The bats are always behind them. Lou Diamond Phillips uses his oxygen tank to use as a flamethrower, which is not how that works. His back would have exploded, but that's fine. There's a reason you can't smoke around that's oxygen.
So stupid. Not the character. I'm talking about him.
Yeah. Oh, man. And they're walking through bat shit, which she's already explained. There's going to be a ton of bat shit in there earlier. And they're walking through it. And she's like, she's like, this is guano. She starts explaining shit. She's like, bugs and stuff eat it. He's like, what's guano? What is this guano? Oh my God, you are kidding me. I'm up to my chest in bat shit. Yeah, Lou. You are. And then Lou Diamond Phillips says his worst bit of dialogue, which just shows like how properly he speaks. Like, no Southern sheriff would ever say this. He goes, I truly cannot believe it could get any worse. Does not say can't. Says cannot believe it could get worse. They're also surprised at the number of bats.
Yep.
Which is weird because you literally thought they'd take over the world in 6 months.
Just from this one roost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so Lou gets jumped, whatever. They try to run away. They escape for a ladder. They have 4 minutes. I don't know till what, honestly. 4 minutes is a long time. It's a really long time. And I literally don't know what's happening. Like, I know what the plan is. I know what their plan is, but I don't know what's happening because it's like the longest escape.
Well, if they're going to freeze it, correct? That's what they're trying to do.
I mean, I didn't even know at this point because.
So one of the guys is like, if they're not out in a certain amount of time, they're just going to blow the shit out of the cave. Okay. So that's what the 4 minutes is.
Oh, okay. All right. Huh. Okay. Well. Okay. That's cool, I guess. But I mean, the bats are all awake. So now, like, you should probably blow it up right now because they're chasing people that are trying to escape. Well, they get out and they blow up the escapes, and it also kills a lot of the bats. So those bats don't get out. Also the entire budget clearly went to blowing up that mine because it was the biggest explosions I've ever seen in a fucking movie. So they seal off the mine and they say, call off the boys. And that's when they do the satellite imagery. And I guess they turn the fridge on, right? That's what they do. That's a terrible plan.
Yeah.
Just blow up the fucking mine.
Right. Because
dude, can you imagine that anyways? Freeze a fucking. Also at the beginning of the movie, they were like, once it hits, like their story changed about cold. Because they're like, once it gets cold, they're going to migrate, and then we're fucked. And then later, they're like, once it gets cold, they go to sleep, and then you could just freeze them to death.
That is because they're cold-blooded.
Right.
So
no, that makes sense, but right. Like it also makes more sense that once it got cold, they'd be like, oh, shit, we should probably get the fuck out of here. Like, no, they're not going
to
be like,
no, both things make sense. So if once it gets cold, they're going to want to go to warmer places.
Right. But they have to be awake to do it.
Yeah, they have to be like, okay. Oh shit, it's starting to get cold. But if you just blast them with cold, then they're just gonna.
All right, fair enough.
But like, then what's the plan? So their plan right now is just to make them cold.
Yeah.
But like, you can't stay cold forever.
Well, they said at 32 they'll die. At 42 degrees they'll go to sleep. Then at 32 degrees they'll die.
But so then why not just blow them up?
Also, you're not gonna freeze a cave. With a refrigerator.
But they're just... So,
yeah, no, explode it. Yeah, I know.
So,
trust me.
Like, if you're going to freeze them to kill them, why not just blow them up?
But drain on electricity, too.
I mean, what are we doing here?
Imagine how long it must take to freeze that fucking cave.
When you could just
probably, like, 6 months later, they're like, and finally the cave is frozen.
And then as you see, so they freeze them, but then one's, like, not cold enough. So, but they run it over.
But one's not cold enough, and it's also.
But like that could have been avoided
miles away.
Yeah, they could have been avoided if you just blew them all up when they're all together.
Correct. Yeah, one comes out of the earth, a mile away, like from the ground, like a fucking tremor, and they run it over. And that's the end, man.
Yeah. Well.
1999.
I didn't hate talking about it as much as I thought it was.
Well, I mean, we talked about a lot of stuff we weren't supposed to.
This movie sucks. Yeah. I mean, what do you want?
Do not watch it. Do not pay $3.99.
I did not.
I did.
I gave you the money back.
I know. Fuck. Don't buy bats. Don't do it. All right. Next week, Candyman.
Thank God.
A good movie.
A great movie.
Yeah.
Save it.
All right, guys. Next week, Candyman.
Stay weird.
Yeah, stay weird. Find us on social media. Orlando, September 21st, Chicago. We're coming up that butthole too. Mm. Yeah, we're going to hang out with some friends in Chicago. Maybe invite a band. Maybe invite Intel.
Yeah.
I
like that you're just springing this on them.
I want Intel. I want Intel at like every one of our shows, honestly. I want him to wrap it up. Like, you know, like on like old school 90s shows, it would be like they just like kick it to a DJ.
Yeah.
Who was just like,
I do. Yeah.
I'm down with that.
Of course.
Anyway.
We have no clue if they're down with that.
Just like, please don't. I do not want to. Stop. That gig sounds awful. I want nothing.
No affiliation with you.
Yeah. Go fuck yourself. Don't mention me. Yeah. So anyway. Facebook.com/IHateHorror, IHateHorror.com. You can find all of our social media there. I'm on Instagram and Snapchat at IHateHorror, or am I at IHateHorror show on those? I'm at IHateHorror on those. Yeah.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
I'm at Boognish 1985 and Horror Show Joe.
And that's a wrap, guys. So thank you so much for listening. Really appreciate it. Candyman next week. I don't know where you can find Candyman.
Yeah, but just find it.
You can find it. Guess what? It's everywhere because it's a good fucking movie. So check out Candyman if you've never seen it, which you have. So for Joe, this is Sean. Stay weird.
Thank you.
Adios.
That's it, guys.